We have taken an important step today in dealing with the crisis that has dragged on for far too long. We're taking an important step to identify and arrest thousands of violent criminals and bring some degree of closure to those victims who have had to deal with the unimaginable pain and suffering. I think last year, our own Chief Bratton said, last September in Los Angeles, 80 out of every 100 rapists are never brought to justice. And that ends today. As a result, the lives of innocent citizens are exposed to untold suffering. Witnesses are intimidated, victims and families feel forgotten, and offenders believe they are immune to justice. The facts are very plain to see. Every 2.5 minutes, somewhere in America, someone is sexually assaulted. 1 in 6 American women are victims of sexual assault. These are our mothers, our daughters, and our sisters, and our friends. And this is not just a problem that women face, because nearly 1 in 33 men are victims of sexual assault. As Vice Chair of the Budget Committee, I am intimately aware of the shortages that face our budget. However, the criminals that we are hiring should help us solve those 7,000 crimes and get 7,000 criminals off the street. I want to thank again my colleague Jack Weiss, because it has been a personal purpose for him in the last several years. And I think when I've gone to Peace Over Violence events, or the Santa Monica Rape Treatment Center, which we were at just a few weeks ago, and you hear the stories of these women who have been impacted by being raped and the strength they have, we're here today to say that the City of Los Angeles is going to reduce that backlog and have, as Jack indicated, real time in which those DNA rape kits will be reviewed by criminalists. Today is a great day in Los Angeles for us to give those thousands of victims an opportunity to see justice.